Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, it's Bella Younger back on the Deliciously Stellar podcast. So this week we're going to be focusing on dating instead of food to see if going on a date can help you find the glow. I'm going to be talking to Sunday Times style dating columnist Dolly Alderton.
I've never met a murderer or a cab driver on Tinder.
And I'm going to be talking to my best friend Laura about some of her worst dating disasters.
Did I tell you about when I thought he'd died?
So, hello, I'm here with Dolly Alderton, columnist in the Sunday Times style and expert on dating. So today I'm trying to find out if you can get the glow by being in a relationship, by having another half, or indeed by just dating more, because I never really date, really.
So are you single?
I am single.
Right.
And ready to mingle.
But you don't date at all?
I mean, I'm really, really shit at dating. I never really get asked on dates. And
But no one gets asked on dates, Phyllis. Don't worry about that.
Dolly, I feel like you get asked on dates.
I don't get asked out on dates. I have occasionally sort of middle-aged men called Terry who send me emails saying, excuse me, young lady, but you seem to be having a problem locating a romantic partner in your column every week. Change your attitude. Stop being such a narcissist and maybe I'll take you out for a drink. That's as far as it goes. And I get dick pics on Tinder, but that's it. I don't think it's a total myth. I don't know anyone who ever gets asked out on dates.
I don't think I've ever been on Tinder for long enough to get a dick pic. I always panic and evacuate way too early.
Why do you panic?
I'm like, oh my God.
Overwhelming.
Yeah, it's really overwhelming. Everyone is basically a murderer or a cab driver. And I'm like, I can't possibly date any of these people.
Okay, I've never met a murderer or a cab driver on Tinder. There are a lot of web designers.
Mm.
There are a lot of northern men. I've noticed a particular strain on, actually not on Tinder, on Happn. Northern men who have moved to London and are obsessed with being in London, more obsessed with being in London than going on a date with you. So they're like, why don't we go to the South Bank and take in the atmosphere of the River Thames?
Going on a date to the South Bank is my nightmare.
I know.
That is my worst. And then it's like,
that's when I'm out. That's the minute they say, should we go for a drink in the South Bank? It's a great atmosphere. I'm like, nope.
Then let's go to Bodine's Bar and Grill. Horrid. Absolutely horrid. Grab some caipirinhas and las iguanas.
That's exactly the vibe. Drink out of a jam jar. Enjoy a pop-up while it lasts.
No, the worst thing I ever did was date a club promoter. I think there's nothing worse than someone who's like edging towards their 30s who still thinks starting a rave night is a good idea.
I completely agree. I think that's a bad sort of human.
Yeah, it's a really bad sort of human. I'm like, you know, if you're Italian, you'd be doing it for many years and you're quite sexy, it's great. But you know, when you are literally, you know, you work in finance, but on the side.
I think as well, as I've got older, the obsession with having a good time, like having fun, and having like a party, like going for it at a party, could not be lower on my list of things to do now that I'm interested in doing.
Yeah, but that's why I sit in my house eating sausages,
yeah,
wondering
exactly
why I don't have a boyfriend.
Exactly, but I just don't understand those people that continue. You know, when like, you're a student and you're kind of obsessed with the pursuit of fun, and it doesn't really matter where you are as long as you're just having fun. You must be having fun all the time, partying, clubbing, whatever. I can't think of anything more exhausting now.
Can we explain, though, the phenomenon of all these girls who have the glow, who are obsessively eating, like, they all do seem to be in relationships. And I'm like, you know what? I'm loads more fun than you.
They are all in relationships. They're all in relationships, and they all live in Southwest London in big white houses. That's the link that I've found.
My theory is that there are two types of women. My friend told me about this last night, and it's that there's the type of woman who is a ham sandwich.
Right.
And there's the type of woman who's a stab-proof vest. So there's a woman who's like, oh, babe, I'm going to make you a ham sandwich, have a nice time with the boys. And then there's, where the fuck have you been? And she's the stab-proof vest.
Yeah, but those girls, the boys like, I have to say, this is a big myth that we're told about the cool girl thing. I think there are a lot of men that I know who are with those kind of women. And those women never are single. They always have a boyfriend, an adoring boyfriend. And I think some men like maintaining that kind of madness.
Yeah, I think they do. And I think that...
I think I'm the same. I think I need to be less ham sandwich and a little bit more carry.
I really thought that I'd struck quite a good balance between stab-proof vest and ham sandwich because I'm a little bit of a psychopath, but, you know, I'm also, like, nice and I'm good at cooking and it's all very good. I think my problem is
Are you good at cooking?
I'm a Lem Leeds trained.
Shut up.
Yeah. My secret shame.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I can actually, you know, I'm like, proper wife material, and yet it's because when I go out and I party with a boy... I will go one step further than you. And I feel like boys feel like they can party, but they don't like their girls to party as hard as them.
Yeah. Are you a partier then?
Well, I used to be. And
so
now,
did I.
Invariably, I do it and I get kidney infections. So,
yeah. And this is the kidney infection from partying too hard is less of a cool memento than the kidney infection from, like, 3 days of shagging, I think.
It's so much less cool. I wish I could be like, oh, yeah, you know, had a big weekend, met this amazing guy. Instead, I'm like, I drank so much wine, I've infected my kidneys and didn't get laid.
Is your back hurting? I've had that before.
My back's hurting. It hurts when I wee.
If I were you, I would just say, I would say that you met a guy.
Yeah. Another of my problems is I'm a massive oversharer. So when I go on a date and they're like, where have you come from? I'll be like, the gynecologist. So it's the worst thing ever. I bumped into my ex-boyfriend once in the street and he was like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, just been to the gynae. He was like, okay.
How often are you going to the gynae? Is there an ongoing problem here?
Well, no, not really, but I always seem to find myself in a position where I'm on a date or bumping into an ex. And then I said to my ex, well, you know me, always having tests. So I've essentially told my ex I have chlamydia.
And did you have chlamydia?
I didn't, thank God. I had a scare a couple of weeks ago, but it turned out to be nothing, thank God.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. I think that might be why I don't date so much. Fear of venereal
disease. Fear of chlamydia.
Disease.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely understand that. My friend is so scared of STDs that every time that she has sex, she imagines the STDs like tiny little bugs crawling up her leg.
Oh, yeah. I can
do you do that?
Yeah, I really do. I have a perpetual fear of many, many irrational diseases. Meningitis is my main one. But I feel like, you know, Deliciously Ella is the kind of woman who would never get an STI. Like, if you glow, you would never get an STI.
No, but I don't think she even gets a UTI, I think, from the glow that she has. That looks like a woman who's never had to buy Caniston or Cystoclear.
Yeah, if you eat chia seeds, you'll never need Caniston again.
Have you heard about those vagina detox bags?
I have heard about steaming your vagina.
You steam clean your vagina, but there are also kind of herbal tea bags that you put up your vagina for a bit of a detox.
You see, that's when it's gone too far. That's when you're like, no, the volcanic flecked ash is not going to help. Like, you need to seek medical attention. I genuinely fear for all these people who've tried to cure their cancer with avocados. I feel like when Eat Clean inevitably ends and they're like, oh, it was a fad, like the Atkins.
Do you think it will end?
I definitely think it will end. I think probably not quite yet. I mean, I'm doing my absolute damnedest to make it end.
Well, I mean, if it ends, you might be out of the job as well, because who do you satirise then? You have to go after the paleo lot.
I know, I'll have to go after the paleo. I think the vloggers are my next target.
I love that you have them lined up.
Yeah, watch out, Zoella. I'm coming for you.
That's interesting that you think that it's a passing phase.
I think it's been a really long phase, but I think if we look back, that sort of eat fat, don't eat carbs thing was also really long. My mum went on a diet written by India Knight called From Pig to Twig.
Yeah, I've read that book.
Yeah, so she went on that and she can't get rid of one of the habits from that book, which is drinking cream in her coffee. So she now eats bread again, but drinks cream in her coffee.
So it's just like two wrongs make a right.
Exactly, but they do not make any rights.
Have you heard about this bullet coffee thing? That's the thing that upsets me most about Eat Clean, I think.
No.
Bullet coffee is this idea, it's like they have to make life so complicated for themselves. It's this idea that because you're not allowed to eat any form of carbohydrate at all, you have to gain energy from coffee in the morning. So it has to be like you have a whole Tudor banquet within your one coffee. So they suggest that you put butter in it and coconut oil, and that's how, so you have a 500 calorie coffee. I mean, just have a fucking apple, mate.
Imagine going on a date with a man and him ordering that. His buttery, coconut, oily coffee. You can
sort of in pools resting on the top.
Oh my God, you can judge a man so quickly by what he orders in a restaurant. Oh, if a man orders for you, that is my nightmare.
Yeah, I hate that. I think they think that it's sort of debonair and it's a kind of Richard Gere pretty woman fantasy to have this man take over. It's horrible. And also, I'm really picky about food and I don't go to restaurants that often. So when I go, I really want to make sure that I'm choosing wisely. A bad choice in a restaurant haunts me for days afterwards. So I don't need someone else making that already tumultuous decision for me.
Yeah, I mean, I have a mortal fear of goats.
So, of goats?
Yeah.
So, like goat's cheat, goat products.
Goat products.
Why is that?
There's something about the musk of a goat.
My friend has a weird thing about goat products as well, because she says goat's cheese tastes of nipple.
Of nipple?
Mm.
That's amazing.
Mm, and I do sort of know what she means.
I just think that goats are the only animals that are renowned for eating rubbish.
Oh, really?
Like, they will eat out of a bin, really. But yeah, so I feel like if it's eaten out of a bin, I'm eating bin by association by eating a goat.
It sounds pretty hashtag eat clean of you.
I know.
Avoid eating bins. Yeah.
It's all eat clean if you don't eat out the bin. As long as someone's hosing you down while you're eating your toast, you're eating clean. I tried to get my friend to do that actually for a post, but it was so cold at my house in Scotland that he was like, you're going to die.
Who? I love when you can cost out a joke like that. Like, that joke is going to cost me a bit of hypothermia, but it's going to be totally worth it. Who is the long-suffering friend, the photographer?
It always changes. Like, sometimes it's my Aunt Jane, sometimes it's my brother, sometimes it's my friend. Like, I literally had to...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Be like, is anyone going to be in the house today? They're like, no, we all have proper jobs, Bella. And I'm like, shit. And sometimes I'm like, if I go out into the street and I'm like, can you take a picture of me eating Skips?
No, you don't do that.
I haven't yet. I usually get a good friend to like wrap hula hoops around my stomach.
Yeah.
Not a stranger.
If you do find a boyfriend, which I have every faith that you will,
yeah,
you will have your very own Instagram boyfriend.
I know, and I think Stella is in need of a boyfriend.
Oh God, it would be so good to have a cameo role, like a narrative that we could follow.
Yeah, she would definitely have the glow. Because, you know, they always include their boyfriends. They're like, so happy at my mum's enormous house in the Bahamas with my boyfriend. And I'm like, you know what, I would probably be glowing from the inside out if I was off on holiday with my boyfriend.
Yeah, so would I. Yeah, they're all so posh and rich, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Posh and rich with spaniels. They all have spaniels.
I really dislike spaniels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I find them quite frightening. I think it's how dirty their ears get. So, Laura and I grew up together. There are photos of us as babies on a bench together. So I've been there for every single dating experience of Laura's whole life. And believe me, they are amazing.
It's terrible. terrible. I honestly feel like I could write a book on dating. I really do. There are so many awful dates that I've been on. Just mortifying.
You have utterly terrible taste in men. Like, worse than mine.
I think your father, for one, thinks I'm crazy.
Every time I go home, whenever my dad and I are alone in the car, we sort of run out of conversation. And every time he goes, how's Laura's love life? I'm like, oh, it's all right. And he's like, any of the latest? I'm like, not that I can talk to you about. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've had some corkers recently. I think I keep going the first date, and then second date, either I decide against it or they well and truly decide against it. So it's been a bit awkward recently, to be honest. So my most recent one was actually last week. I'd been messaging this guy since kind of about 2 months or so. We met at the rugby, and he contacted me over LinkedIn, of all dating sites that you could choose. LinkedIn was his choice. And we're just messaging away. I'm thinking it's this particular guy who was really good looking, who I met at the rugby. A month and a half later, we eventually plan to meet up. And we go to this swanky bar in Knightsbridge. And I walk in and I'm looking for this guy. No idea where he is. Looking for him, looking for him. And then by the bar is this short, fat man avidly waving at me. Turns out I had been messaging the totally wrong man for the past month and a half, thinking it was this drop-dead gorgeous guy. No. It was this awful, awful, awful old man. I then had to endure an hour and a half, which I thought was kind of okay, of the worst conversation of my life, and then promptly left, and he hasn't stopped asking me for dinner. I obviously was quite nice then, but yeah, terribly awkward.
I mean, a girl's got to eat.
I mean, a girl's got to eat. Well, it wasn't even food. It was just drinks.
I mean, speaking of short, fat men, obviously we won't use his real name, but can you tell us about the time you brought your boyfriend home for Easter?
So I was dating this particular guy when I was at university and decided it'd be a nice idea to bring him home for Easter, meet the family, including your family and extended cousins. I bring him home and he puts on this really rather interesting black zip jumper. Sounds nice. No. It was like one of those velour kind of numbers that none of us really like, that kind of went out of fashion in the early 80s. Anyway, he was really quite podgy, so it was slightly bursting at the seams. And this was on the Friday. I turned around to my mother on the Friday evening and said, how do we get him to leave? Can we put him on the train the next day? We had to entertain him for the entire weekend until I could go back to university and break up with him. It was awful. I'm coming out as this really nasty person.
At one point, my dad turned to me and he went, Laura is so gorgeous. And I just can't believe that this man is actually here at the table.
Oh, just so awful.
Now,
so awful.
This is probably a bit of an overshare and can be edited out should you want it to be, but he was so fat that when Laura had sex with him, his gut slapped her.
I wasn't going to mention that bit. That was probably the worst part of the entire scenario.
No, so I've had to go and pick Laura up from like various situations, like houses, bars, like all these sorts of things. And one of the best things that ever happened was we live in Edinburgh, and I'd been out with a friend, and Laura was like, I'm going for this date in this bar. Please, will you come pick me up? Because I don't want to do anything bad. And I'm like, absolutely fine. So I send my friend in to go and find Laura to say, Bella's outside in the car. It's time to go. She comes back and she's like, I can't find Laura anywhere. And I'm like, oh, God. So I go into the bar. I search the whole place. I can find no one. And then I just knew. I just knew what had happened. And I went downstairs and Laura was getting off with a waiter downstairs in the bar.
I mean, I feel like my parents are going to listen to this.
Your parents know.
But I think they despair. I think they'd send me back if they could, that's for sure. Did I tell you about my other recent one, gosh, so many, when I thought he'd died?
What? Oh, yes. Please tell that story.
That was really, really bad. Last summer, I was dating this, actually another waiter, who was very, very good looking, Puerto Rican. And he came round to my flat. And at the time, I had this really nice flat with a lovely garden that had steps leading down to the garden. They were steep steel steps. Anyway, we decided to go outside. It was a wee bit later, so it must have been about 10:30, so it was darker in the summer. And I omitted, not obviously deliberately, to tell said man that there were steps leading down to the garden. Said man misses every single one of these steel steps. When I say he flew, it's an understatement. Essentially, he became Superman for probably about 3 or 4 seconds, hit his, what I thought, head, scraped his entire arm, and was starfish, honestly, face planted down on these planks of concrete. For about 3 minutes, he didn't move. I thought he died. I didn't know his surname. What was I going to do in that situation?
Honestly, what do you do?
I was thinking, how do I hide the body? What do I do?
You would have called me and we would have buried it together.
Thank God he woke up. He's still got a star to tell the tale, though. I think it's quite a good one, that one. Yeah.
Okay, so something else has happened in that garden. Someone who's slightly famous.
Oh dear, slightly famous, we could say. So this particular garden had a flat below, so the flat below could see up to my kind of garden terrace bit. Anyway, summer's day, really hot. For some reason, I wasn't working. I was outside. And my neighbour from downstairs comes out of his garden with said semi-famous man. And they said, oh, you know, Coxy Laura, do you want to come for drinks? And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? We'll just go to the pub. We go to the pub, we get a bit drunk, we come back to mine. I totally forget I have friends coming around for dinner, so we're drinking rosé in my garden. Anyway, my neighbour goes back inside to get another bottle of rosé. And said semi-famous man, having no flirting whatsoever, said semi-famous man lunges in, bites me on the lip, trying to kiss me. And then I was like, no, I'm sorry, this is really, really inappropriate. Don't know you, weird. Anyway, my friends arrive. I send said semi-famous man and my neighbour off on their merry way. And my friends and I have a lovely evening. We then go to a pub. An hour later, I get a phone call from my then flatmate saying, Laura, said semi-famous man has climbed up into our garden and is bashing on your bedroom window, screaming your name. Please, can you come home? I didn't go home that night. There was no chance I was going home.
I mean, terrible. Fear of that semi-famous diamond miner from a Channel 4 show. Laura and I once went on a night out to sort of, celebrate. I think I just broken up with someone and I was very upset. And we went to this very nice private members club. And while we were there, we saw that Seal, singer of Kiss from a Rose, was also there. And Seal was definitely like looking at Laura, really getting his flirt on. And we were like, oh my God, you're literally as sexy as Heidi Klum. This is the best thing that has ever happened. So we managed to get talking to Seal in the smoking area. We're like, this is brilliant. We've literally nailed it. Laura's flirting with Seal. I am not convincingly flirting with Seal's horrible brother. And then Seal invites us back to his recording studio for a session, after which Laura had played her brother's sort of, mixtape that he'd made to Seal in the middle of this club, being like, do you think it's any good? Poor Seal's like, yeah, I think it's great. And somehow she manages to get her brother introduced to Seal, as in Kiss from a Rose, Seal. We then spent the whole next day just sending each other pictures of Seals.
It was amazing. It was so great. What a brilliant time that was.
No, but then your actual boyfriend at the time, Jerome, turned up and we drank three bottles of wine and 2 Tom Collins, and he was so angry that we couldn't speak.
He was very happy. That was terrible. I think he dragged me home and we had the most raging arguments of all arguments on the way home. I cried. I remember that. In a puddle, I feel like. No, terrible. One of those. Not ideal.
At least you go on dates. Like, I'm the ultimate non-dater.
Not a non-dater.
I mean,
but more of a last-minute dater, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to date people, make them my boyfriend, and then find out they're terrible.
Like that seems to be a common theme. Let's be honest.
Yeah, no, I need to sort of be a bit more selective and wait a bit longer before I commit to these things.
I think probably don't jump in feet first, maybe.
No.
I think that's your answer to success.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, to be honest, I can't talk at all because so far my track record isn't getting past the second day. Okay, I am going to have to go back to my work.
Okay, I love you.
All right, I love you too. Bye. Bye,
bye, bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to get in touch with any questions or any stories, I would love to hear from you. It's deliciouslystella@gmail.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.